Welcome to this short podcast on behalf of the West Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board, which will give you information about the outcome of the self-neglect staff survey, which we carried out in 2024. Firstly, I would like to explain why we carried out the survey and who completed it. We carried out a staff survey to understand your experiences of working with adults who self-neglect. Self-neglect was one of our priorities for 2023-24, and we continued this into 2024-25. This survey also relates to the actions from our self-neglect meta-analysis review, details of which can be found on the statutory publications page of our website. The survey covered issues, barriers, and positive factors in working with people who self-neglect, and was shared with all our board members and colleagues in East Sussex and Brighton and Hove. In total, 112 members of staff completed the survey. Of these, 75% were from West Sussex, 9% Brighton and Hove, 6% East Sussex, and 10% of staff worked across Sussex. The agency that provided the most responses was West Sussex County Council. Now, I'll share with you what our survey found in terms of issues, barriers, and positive factors. The survey asked staff for their views about the main issues in working with self-neglect cases. The three issues chosen most often were non-engagement, mental health concerns, and health issues as a result of self-neglect. The survey then went on to ask staff for their views about the main barriers in working with self-neglect cases. The three barriers chosen most often were operational pressures, resource shortages, and workload pressures, issues with multi-agency working and coordination of support, and difficulties in establishing and maintaining contact. The survey also asked staff for their views about the positive factors in working with self-neglect cases. These were support and guidance from colleagues, positive outcomes for the adult, positive multi-agency working and coordination of support, good quality management oversight and support, support and guidance from other professionals and/or agencies, positive feedback from the adult and or their representative, available resources and guidance, and support from the multi-agency risk management subgroup. So, what else did the survey ask? The survey also looked to understand staff confidence in working with self-neglect in five areas. The first was recognising self-neglect. Most staff, that is 71%, said they were confident, with 27% saying their confidence needed some improvement and 2% saying their confidence needed a great deal of improvement. The second area was responding to self-neglect. Around half of staff, that is 51%, said they were confident, while 45% said their confidence needed some improvement and 4% said their confidence needed a great deal of improvement. The third area was multi-agency working. Half of staff said they were confident in this area, 48% said their confidence needed some improvement, and 2% said their confidence needed a great deal of improvement. The fourth area was understanding and assessing decisions about mental capacity. For this, 45% of staff said they were confident, 45% said their confidence needed some improvement, and 10% said their confidence needed a great deal of improvement. And finally, the fifth area was understanding of risk assessment and risk management. For this, half of staff said they were confident, 48% said their confidence needed some improvement, and 2% said their confidence needed a great deal of improvement. Overall, the answers suggested that staff need more support to increase their confidence in working with self-neglect. We asked you for suggestions about the support that would be useful, and some of the suggestions we received were bite-sized updates, training courses, shadowing opportunities, clearer responsibilities, online webinars delivered by experts, an online directory of resources, more information about mental capacity and best interest assessments, and case studies. The survey also asked staff if they had noticed an impact from the cost of living on self-neglect. Around 61% of staff said yes, and around 39% said no. We asked staff for some examples of the impact, and you said, people are having to make choices concerning food, shopping, and heating. People are asking to reduce or cancel care packages due to customer contributions. Low income and unwise financial decisions are impacting quality of life. Customers have reported not being able to afford prescriptions. Social isolation is occurring because of spending decisions. Finally, the survey asked staff about current policy and guidance in working with self-neglect. In terms of the thresholds guidance, 9% said it was excellent, 54% said it was good, 24% said it was average, 9% said it was fair, and 3% said it was poor. Staff also rated the self-neglect section of the Sussex Safeguarding Adults Policy and Procedures. 11% said it was excellent, 53% said it was good, 24% said it was average, 11% said it was fair, and 1% said it was poor. Overall, this suggests that most staff feel that the guidance is clear. However, staff were asked if improvements could be made. Some suggestions were, staff need more time to read policy, procedures, and guidance. Staff need to be reminded of the resources available. We need to be flexible in our approach to people who self-neglect. Low-level self-neglect concerns can quickly escalate. The safeguarding threshold is high, and clients are at crisis point before meeting the threshold for safeguarding. Staff need guidance around what is reasonable number of contact attempts before closing a case due to non-engagement. A checklist of actions from the self-neglect procedure would be useful. There needs to be more consistent use of the self-neglect procedure. What did we do with the results of the survey? We have shared the results of the survey with our board and in this learning briefing and podcast. The Self-Neglect Meta-Analysis Review Panel will consider the suggestions for improvement. These suggestions may inform changes to policy, procedure, and guidance. In 2024-25, we will hold self-neglect staff briefing sessions. This brings us to the end of our podcast. Thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate your support to make a real difference working with adults who self-neglect.